Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. If you want to get new cultural and social experiences, the easiest, the fastest, and the safest way is to go to a foreign country to teach English. If you have a university degree, an international certificate in English, $2,000 in about 3 months, you can start your life in an exotic location. I'm going to do this, and I know people who've done it, and I know what I'm talking about. You never know what to expect in a foreign country. That's true. But isn't it challenging at the same time? Speaker B.
I was thinking about spending my gap year teaching English abroad, but I had second thoughts about it. I was told that only experienced teachers can get a working visa, coverage for their cost of living, and a decent job. After reading some interviews on what it's like to teach English in immersion camps, I gave up on the idea completely. That's not what I'm ready to put up with. My parents are happy about that.
Speaker C.
English is my major, but the rivalry is so tense in the trade market now that I'm thinking of going somewhere for a couple of years to gain more experience and improve my teaching skills. Taiwan seems a perfect choice, as everything is included for an inexperienced teacher. Visas, accommodation, and high salary. I'm worried about getting a social life there. I speak only English, and I wonder if I can find friends there apart from my future students.
Speaker D.
My uncle, David Dune, is a teacher, writer, and runner. He is an educator with over 17 years of experience of teaching English as second and as a foreign language. He has taught and presented in Korea, Canada, France, and Ukraine. He specializes in Web 2.0 and using technology in the classroom. That must be an exciting life, and the only thing I can think about is following in his footsteps. I hope he'll share some secrets of being a good English teacher abroad.
Speaker E.
I don't remember how that magazine caught my sight, but recently I read an interview with Neil Mullen, who is a veteran English teacher in Japan. He started as a regular teacher, and now he owns a school there. He is looking for new language teachers, and I'm planning to send my CV. His email address was included in the interview. Not his personal address, of course. I just hope the email won't go to his spam folder and he'll choose me as his employee.
Speaker F.
People in my college are crazy about the idea of going to teach English somewhere in Thailand, China, and whatnot. I listened to their heated discussions very attentively and understood its high risk. There are so many things to care about, like visas, security, medication, and cultural barriers. I'd better stay in the U.S. to serve my country. In my view, it's more patriotic. Besides, I'm not sure I can solve the problems connected with moving to another country.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. If you want to get new cultural and social experiences, the easiest, the fastest, and the safest way is to go to a foreign country to teach English. If you have a university degree, an international certificate in English, a couple thousand dollars in about 3 months, you can start your life in an exotic location. I'm going to do this, and I know people who've done it, and I know what I'm talking about. You never know what to expect in a foreign country. That's true. But isn't it challenging at the same time? Speaker B.
I was thinking about spending my gap year teaching English abroad, but I had second thoughts about it. I was told that only experienced teachers can get a working visa, coverage for their cost of living, and a decent job. After reading some interviews on what it's like to teach English in immersion camps, I gave up on the idea completely. That's not what I'm ready to put up with. My parents are happy about that.
Speaker C.
English is my major, but the rivalry is so tense in the trade market now that I'm thinking of going somewhere for a couple of years to gain more experience and improve my teaching skills. Taiwan seems a perfect choice, as everything is included for an inexperienced teacher. Visas, accommodation, and high salary. I'm worried about getting a social life there. I speak only English, and I wonder if I can find friends there apart from my future students.
Speaker D.
My uncle, David Dune, is a teacher, writer, and runner. He is an educator with over 17 years of experience of teaching English as second and as a foreign language. He has taught and presented in Korea, Canada, France, and Ukraine. He specializes in Web 2.0 and using technology in the classroom. That must be an exciting life, and the only thing I can think about is following in his footsteps. I hope he'll share some secrets of being a good English teacher abroad.
Speaker E. I don't remember how that magazine caught my sight, but recently I read an interview with Neil Mullen, who is a veteran English teacher in Japan. He started as a regular teacher, and now he owns a school there. He is looking for new language teachers, and I'm planning to send my CV. His email address was included in the interview. Not his personal address, of course. I just hope the email won't go to his spam folder and he'll choose me as his employee. Speaker F.
People in my college are crazy about the idea of going to teach English somewhere in Thailand, China, and whatnot. I listened to their heated discussions very attentively and understood its high risk. There are so many things to care about, like visas, security, medication, and cultural barriers. I'd better stay in the U.S. to serve my country. In my view, it's more patriotic. Besides, I'm not sure I can solve the problems connected with moving to another country.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Lucy. You weren't at school today. What is the matter? I was worried about you.
Hi, Peter. It's nothing serious, actually. I just felt a bit sick in the morning, so my mom let me stay at home.
You poor thing. And are you feeling better now?
Yeah, much better, thank you. I guess it must have been the pizza that I ate yesterday. That was the reason for my bad stomach ache. I had too much. But now, yeah, I feel all right. I think I won't have to miss any more lessons this week.
But you haven't been to the doctor's office, have you? Won't you have problems at school because you missed classes? When I was ill last month, I brought a medical certificate to school.
Well, my mom called our class teacher, so I don't think there will be any problems. Besides, we don't have many lessons on Wednesdays. How was geography, by the way? Did you take a test?
Oh, no, we didn't. But we revised the material for the test. The teacher asked several people to do exercises with the map of the UK at the blackboard. And then we had a sort of contest in groups where we had to find different mountains, rivers, and lakes. The quicker the better. That was fun. And we also checked our homework and asked the teacher questions if we were not sure about the answers. You know, I feel well prepared for tomorrow's test now.
Wait a second. Are we going to take the test tomorrow? I can't believe it.
Yes. Our teacher said that we are starting a new topic next week, so we have to finish this one tomorrow. Do you need any help with geography?
If you can lend me your exercise book with notes and checked homework, that would save me hours.
I am afraid I can't give you my exercise book right now because I have to revise the material for the test myself. But if you call me in 2 hours, we could probably study for the test together.
Sounds like a great idea, and thanks so much for offering to help. It's so nice to have a friend like you.
No problem. See you later then. Bye for now.
Bye, Peter.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Lucy. You weren't at school today. What is the matter? I was worried about you.
Hi, Peter. It's nothing serious, actually. I just felt a bit sick in the morning, so my mom let me stay at home.
You poor thing. And are you feeling better now?
Yeah, much better, thank you. I guess it must have been the pizza that I ate yesterday. That was the reason for my bad stomach ache. I had too much. But now, yeah, I feel all right. I think I won't have to miss any more lessons this week.
But you haven't been to the doctor's office, have you? Won't you have problems at school because you missed classes? When I was ill last month, I brought a medical certificate to school.
Well, my mom called our class teacher, so I don't think there will be any problems. Besides, we don't have many lessons on Wednesdays. How was geography, by the way? Did you take a test?
Oh, no, we didn't. But we revised the material for the test. The teacher asked several people to do exercises with the map of the UK at the blackboard. And then we had a sort of contest in groups where we had to find different mountains, rivers, and lakes. The quicker the better. That was fun. And we also checked our homework and asked the teacher questions if we were not sure about the answers. You know, I feel well prepared for tomorrow's test now.
Wait a second. Are we going to take the test tomorrow? I can't believe it.
Yes. Our teacher said that we are starting a new topic next week, so we have to finish this one tomorrow. Do you need any help with geography?
If you can lend me your exercise book with notes and checked homework, that would save me hours.
I am afraid I can't give you my exercise book right now because I have to revise the material for the test myself. But if you call me in 2 hours, we could probably study for the test together.
Sounds like a great idea, and thanks so much for offering to help. It's so nice to have a friend like you.
No problem. See you later then. Bye for now.
Bye, Peter.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, and here we are with our special program for teens, where we explore advantages and disadvantages of all sorts of professions. Today, we have Carl Fox, a travel agent. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon.
So, Carl, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you already know, I'm a travel agent, and I work for one of the major chains on High Street. I've been with them for about 10 years, and while I've been working, I've studied for a number of qualifications.
What inspired you to become a travel agent?
People often ask me why I decided to become a travel agent. As a young adult, I loved traveling and worked for a while as a rep in Spain. When I came back to the UK, I decided to stay within the travel industry, and my experience of working in resorts abroad helped me to get a job as a travel agent. I have to admit that one of the main reasons I wanted to be a travel agent was that we get cheap flights and holidays. It's a great perk.
I see. What are your responsibilities at your job?
Basically, I'm a salesperson. I advise people on the holiday options available to them. You know, different destinations, types of holiday, ways to get there, and so on. When customers have decided what they want, I book it for them and make any other arrangements they might need, such as car hire or tours. My responsibility doesn't end there, though. I have to make sure that clients know if any visas are necessary or if they will need vaccinations and how to get them. If they are flying, I need to tell them what time they have to check in and make sure they know what time they will be arriving. I also give information on likely weather conditions and anything else I think will be useful for them.
That's a lot to do. And I bet it's getting more and more difficult to work in your sphere because of the rivalry.
Well, not because the rivalry is too high. It's the same everywhere. The point is that more and more customers want a tailor-made holiday, not just a package from a brochure. However, I love the challenge. It's a lot more interesting for me if I can organize the whole thing. Make out an itinerary, book flights, ferries, trains, accommodation, and everything. I love providing a personalized service, especially if it's to places that I know. I can really help customers get a great holiday that will be ideal for them.
People who are going on holiday must be relaxed and easy to deal with, right?
Generally, yes, but not always. Sometimes I get difficult customers. One man came in wanting a flight to Venice the next day. I checked out times and fares on the computer and found a very reasonable flight at a suitable time, so we booked it there and then. A week later, he came in, and he was absolutely furious. He wanted to know why I had flown him to Venice in Italy when he had had an important meeting in Vienna, which is in Austria. I didn't know what to say, but since I've always been careful to check that people really know where they want to go.
That's a case which is funny and sad at the same time, and it's hard to believe it after all.
Don't I know?
Any downsides to your job?
There must be some, but I love my job, so I simply don't notice them.
I see. Thank you very much, Carl.
My pleasure.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon, and here we are with our special program for teens, where we explore advantages and disadvantages of all sorts of professions. Today, we have Carl Fox, a travel agent. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon.
So, Carl, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you already know, I'm a travel agent, and I work for one of the major chains on High Street. I've been with them for about 10 years, and while I've been working, I've studied for a number of qualifications.
What inspired you to become a travel agent?
People often ask me why I decided to become a travel agent. As a young adult, I loved traveling and worked for a while as a rep in Spain. When I came back to the UK, I decided to stay within the travel industry, and my experience of working in resorts abroad helped me to get a job as a travel agent. I have to admit that one of the main reasons I wanted to be a travel agent was that we get cheap flights and holidays. It's a great perk.
I see. What are your responsibilities at your job?
Basically, I'm a salesperson. I advise people on the holiday options available to them. You know, different destinations, types of holiday, ways to get there, and so on. When customers have decided what they want, I book it for them and make any other arrangements they might need, such as car hire or tours. My responsibility doesn't end there, though. I have to make sure that clients know if any visas are necessary or if they will need vaccinations and how to get them. If they are flying, I need to tell them what time they have to check in and make sure they know what time they will be arriving. I also give information on likely weather conditions and anything else I think will be useful for them.
That's a lot to do. And I bet it's getting more and more difficult to work in your sphere because of the rivalry.
Well, not because the rivalry is too high. It's the same everywhere. The point is that more and more customers want a tailor-made holiday, not just a package from a brochure. However, I love the challenge. It's a lot more interesting for me if I can organize the whole thing. Make out an itinerary, book flights, ferries, trains, accommodation, and everything. I love providing a personalized service, especially if it's to places that I know. I can really help customers get a great holiday that will be ideal for them.
People who are going on holiday must be relaxed and easy to deal with, right?
Generally, yes, but not always. Sometimes I get difficult customers. One man came in wanting a flight to Venice the next day. I checked out times and fares on the computer and found a very reasonable flight at a suitable time, so we booked it there and then. A week later, he came in, and he was absolutely furious. He wanted to know why I had flown him to Venice in Italy when he had had an important meeting in Vienna, which is in Austria. I didn't know what to say, but since I've always been careful to check that people really know where they want to go.
That's a case which is funny and sad at the same time, and it's hard to believe it after all.
Don't I know?
Any downsides to your job?
There must be some, but I love my job, so I simply don't notice them.
I see. Thank you very much, Carl.
My pleasure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.